Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Howard Thurman.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. And in today's episode, we're going to be exploring the world of acupressure as it relates to essential oils. So if you've ever been curious about where you should apply your essential oils, if there's different places on your body that you can help amplify the effects of your essential oils, then tune in for today's episode with author Marina T. Kissara. But before we get to the show today, allow me to share with you my favorite oil this week. This week, I can't help but spotlight Valor Essential Oil. Valor is a long-standing favorite blend in the Young Living community. It's one of the earliest blends that the founder, D. Gary Young, formulated. It contains black spruce, cinnamon, blue tansy, frankincense, and geranium essential oil. This oil has lovingly been nicknamed the chiropractor in a bottle and courage in a bottle. It is very well known for its emotional effects, just balancing you emotionally. So whether you're sort of on the low blue mopey side or the high stressed anxiety side, Valor Essential Oil helps you get to the middle and it increases courage and strength. So some people like to apply it to their throat area, maybe before public speaking, or to their wrist if they're going into an important meeting or have a big day ahead of them that makes them a little nervous. But one of the lesser known qualities about Valor Essential Oils is its sort of chiropractic effect. Now, this was one of my first aha moments with essential oils, and I was so skeptical in the beginning when someone told me Valor Essential Oil was good for TMJ, which I have suffered from for a very long time. And it was one of my first experiences of going, okay, sure, whatever, let me give it a try, putting it on my jawline. And after just 2 days of putting it on my jawline morning and night, I felt 10,000 times better. My jaw moved looser. It wasn't locking up as much. It felt amazing. I was so surprised. And that was, gosh, maybe 4 years ago. And I really haven't been struggling with TMJ since until this past week. It's sort of starting to come back. So I broke out my Valor oil again and boom, just like last time, it really, really helped and did the trick. So there's a tip for you, Valor Essential Oil on the jawline. And of course, before we get to our show, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Our DIY dugout consists of recipes that have been submitted by you, our amazing listeners. And this week's recipe comes from Rachel Izzo. You can find her on Instagram at izoilylove. That's I-Z-Z, oily love on Instagram. The recipe is called Uplifting Balance. You'll need a 10 milliliter glass roller ball and 5 drops each of bergamot, ylang ylang, grapefruit, and geranium essential oil. Top your roller ball off with sweet almond oil and enjoy. Thank you so much for your recipe, Rachel. Don't forget, you guys, it is the last week for you to submit a DIY dugout recipe to be entered to win our amazing June giveaway, which consists of a Bluetooth diffuser, a jade crystal face roller, as well as a diffuser necklace. All submissions must be put in before July 1st. And since this is a grand giveaway, if you've recently submitted to the DIY dugout, it does not count as an entry for this specific giveaway. So you can submit again another recipe to the DIY dugout to be entered to win this contest before July 1st. Just email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. It has to be an original recipe and you must include your name and where you're from or a website or Instagram handle. Again, that's DIY at revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
I'm here with Marina T. Kissara, who has been passionate about health and healing for as long as she can remember. Her commitment to mind-body health stems from her childhood disability, from developmental dysplasia, and the experience of being stuck in a cast in the first 6 months of her life. She got her Master's of Science degree in acupuncture and oriental medicine from South Baylor. Marina's practice, Marina Wellness, specializes in releasing the root cause of stress, increasing stress tolerance, and helping patients move through the psychosocial emotional issues underlying their symptoms.
T. Kisara trained in aroma acupoint therapy, and from that study developed her own version of acupressure with essential oils for her patients. Her new book, Acupressure with Essential Oils, just hit the stands. Welcome to the show, Marina. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Samantha. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited about your new book. It sounds absolutely wonderful. I can't wait to get my hands on it. So I really want to dive into essential oils and acupressure a lot for those who don't know much about it. So let's start with just what attracted you to that practice of acupressure. I don't want to say versus acupuncture, but I'm sure that's kind of tied in there as well.
Yeah, they're very close. The only difference is really the modality which is used. But as an acupuncturist by profession, I've always known and been aware of the needle phobia that many people have. So sometimes I'll do acupressure using my fingers instead of the acupuncture needles with them. So to help them get comfortable with being on the table and being in an acupuncture practice and understanding what the meridians are and such. And when I began working with acupuncture patients, I oftentimes would give them homework to help them extend the benefits of their sessions. And that would include acupressure on some of the acupoints that I worked on, as well as some of the others to help support them with whatever issue they were going through.
Right, because you can't really say, okay, now go home, get a needle and stick it here, right?
Exactly. So acupressure works great. And that would really bring them in touch with what was going on in their body and kind of feeling the differences. And so it got great compliance. Two or three times a week, they would remember to use it. And that was really great because it was keeping them involved in the process. And I love acupressure because it's really user-friendly. You have the tools wherever you go, and you can instantly shift anything you need on the spot. You know, at least dial down your stress, maybe relieve some headache issues, deal with maybe some stomach issues or nausea. So many things you can do so quickly. That's why I love it. And giving it to my patients to use between treatments was really helpful.
Yeah. Well, I know we're not visual, we're just audio here, but would you mind sharing a few of those quick tips for people to help with, let's say, relieve a headache quickly or stress?
Yeah. There is one real easy one is called large intestine 4. It's between the thumb and the index finger. It's like in the webbing there. And it's also known, the name is also known as tiger's mouth, which is perfect. Mm-hmm. Easy one to remember, but it's great for toothaches, for sinus issues, for headaches and jaw pain maybe, and any kind of pain you may have. It's really a good pain point. Putting lavender on that point and pressing that point is really great for calming and slowing down the brain. So not only inhaling it, but taking that lavender and then putting it on that point and holding that really calms everything down and quiets down. And then also then the healing effects, that opens the channels. And so the healing effects of the acupressure as well as the oil can move up into the jaw or the teeth or the sinuses or whatever you need along that channel.
Are there any rules of thumb when you are pressing on those points as far as how hard you press, how long you press, that kind of thing?
Right. Well, no pun intended, right?
Right.
The rule of thumb is, you know, you don't want to break the webbing in your finger. It's for acupressure. It's like a medium pressure to where you can feel it's like, oh yeah, I can feel that it's kind of tender and I can just hold that. It's good to hold for like a minute to even 3 minutes. Like if you're sitting, you know, watching TV or whatever, it's good to just hold that for 1 to 3 minutes and you can massage it around and move it around. It's a pretty big point. So wherever in that web, it's fine. It's not like you're going to miss the point. You'll feel it, especially when you dig deep. But you don't want to be like digging in really hard. You want to make it comfortably uncomfortable. So you know you're doing something, but you're not hurting yourself.
Right. Sounds like it could be a Pink Floyd song title, Comfortably Uncomfortable.
There you go.
Yeah. So let's dive into your book a little bit, Acupressure with Essential Oils. What kind of essential oils do you use in your practice and talk about in your book, and how can they play a role in that acupressure practice?
I'll just kind of pan out a little bit. Traditional Chinese medicine is really based on acupuncture and herbal medicine. And the herbs are an integral and critical part of the healing process in Chinese medicine. And some practitioners will even say that, like, acupuncture is designed to neutralize the body and put it in a state of relaxation so that the herbs can be integrated and used by the body. And many patients who get acupuncture don't really want to use Chinese herbs because they can smell really bad and taste even worse, especially when they're cooked in their raw form. But they, even though they work wonders, it doesn't matter. It can just smell and taste really bad.
Right.
So the beautiful thing about essential oils is that they can mimic the therapeutic effects of the Chinese herb and herbal formulas if done right. And the big bonus is, of course, they smell great.
Right.
So it's something that everyone is pretty much everyone is willing to use. So I get really great compliance. So using the essential oils on the acupressure points and having my patients do that for homework really would complement, you know, the essential oils I chose would complement the points in action, in therapeutic action and therapeutic benefit, as well as note. So let's say lavender, bergamot. Bergamot is a wonderful oil that we all know. It's a very uplifting oil, and it's also good for moving stagnation. And so one of the points I have people do often, and you can even try this at home, is to put bergamot on the fingers, on the tips of the pinky fingers. And then there's a point in the ears called shenmen. It's at the top, it's like at the base, at the top of the ear apex, drop into the ear, and you'll hear, feel that first divot. That's called shenmen, and that's the spirit gate. And it is really triggers the parasympathetic nervous system. It balances both sides of the brain, and the bergamot being a top note, effervescent, uplifting, can really open that up and connect with that aspect of the point. And so you go into a quick calm, which is what one of the chapters in my book, but it's just an instantly just open, the whole body just kind of goes, oh, okay, I'm relaxed and I'm present. And you can hold that point in your ear for like a minute or 3 minutes, depending on how stressed you are. So when the, in general, the theory in general is when you put the oil on the point and they're synergistic in their therapeutic effect, then you get the benefit of both the point and the oil. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that makes total sense. To me, it's funny. This reminds me of a conversation I recently had with a friend of mine who is in acupuncture school. She's at the Zheng Dao school. And uh-huh. we have a very playful relationship. And I'm always like, you know, you use the oils, try the oils on your patients. And she's so resistant. She's like, I don't know enough about them. They seem like they're way too potent or powerful. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable. So I imagine that in the acupuncture world, that there's lots of different schools of thoughts. Do you ever have those kinds of conversations with your colleagues?
Yeah, there is actually a group called Aroma Acutherapy, and they started teaching from the Chinese medicine perspective, some massage therapists and acupuncturists to go from the Chinese medical's perspective, which oils to use. And like we said in the introduction, I studied that, but it was too much of a Chinese medical perspective for the layperson. So I kind of created this while working with my patients and experimenting and you know, researching with my patients, the different oils that would work on their headache and stomach ache and backache, things that we could most the layperson could use, you know. And so most of my colleagues on down that tunnel of the Chinese medicine perspective, and I've kind of veered out a little bit to say, let's look at everyone else. But there are ways and uses for those oils for the right points. I guess that's, I don't know if that's making sense, but the right points and the right oils together can do have a profound effect, especially, you know, even mentally and emotionally. You wouldn't put the oil on the point as, you wouldn't be pressing the point as hard, or emotionally you'd press it sort of like a heavy feather and let that sit. And then the oil just kind of take its way, move its way into the blood system and into blood brain barrier. That barrier. and then really get into your whole system and then calm you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Marina, tell me just a little bit more examples of some of your favorite combinations of acupressure and essential oils.
Okay, I'm going to give you one that's pretty unusual, but it's from the five element perspective. One of the things that we do at five element acupuncture is that we actually clear some of the energetic blocks that run between the meridians. And one of those is on the first point on the lung and the last point on the liver. And that's called an entry-exit block. And first point on the lung is called cloud gate. And if you think about the lung and its process, what it's supposed to do, it's you breathe. It's an inspiration. You open up to the heavens. So cloud gate means that you're opening up to the clouds and then getting inspiration from heaven. And the last point on the liver channel is called gate of hope. And if these points, if the lung point is closed and you can't connect to heaven, that, you know, you're going to lose hope. So in some sense, you know, you lose your aspirations. You're not able to really do what you want to do and feel inspired by life. And those things get blocked very often in people in these day and age because of the stress, because we don't breathe enough. We don't take enough deep breaths. So a great oil is rosemary to open up that liver point. And that liver point first is at the bottom of the ribs. If you take your hands and just go along the ribs, your ribs, you just go all the way from the center, moving down, you'll hear it feel like in this, almost like at the very bottom of the rib is like a divot.
And you're talking about the center of the body here?
Yeah, I'm talking about from the center of the ribs, and then you feel the bottom of your ribs and you move your way down. Does that make sense?
I think so.
And then you'll feel the very bottom of your rib, and there's a little tiny divot in the rib most of the time. But like at the bottom part of the rib.
So we're like a couple inches above the belly button.
Yes, exactly. And off to the side.
Doesn't matter which side.
Both sides.
Both sides. Gotcha.
Right. And you hold those with rosemary. You're going to open, that will open up that block and clear it. And you hold that up for about a minute. You can even massage it or just press it. You know, you press it deep enough. Again, comfortably uncomfortable. Are you trying it?
I am.
Fantastic.
I don't have rosemary in front of me, but I'm trying to like get the muscle memory of the points at least.
Yeah. So you're pressing that and you can feel it's slightly tender.
Yeah.
And so just moving that and pressing that and taking a few deep breaths, your body can start to open and unblock that point.
So I wanted to ask real quick about the actual application of the oil that you're using. It's kind of a silly question, but how do you get the oil onto your fingertips? So some people, they just will put their finger on top of the oil bottle, flip it over, get a little bit on. Some people and this is not really my perspective, but there are some purists out there that say never touch the top of an oil bottle because you disrupt the energetics or get your juju on it. Or something. But so I just didn't know if you had an opinion about that.
Yeah, I personally like not touching it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. And I would just put a dab on your hand, on the palm of my hand, mm-hmm. and then use my middle finger for acupressure. I would use my middle finger and then dab it my middle finger, get both middle fingers wet. And then put that on my point.
Okay. Purist. I like it.
And then so once that is open, then you would go up to the first point on the lung channel. And that means going up to your collarbone. And if you put both fingers like right in the center of your collarbone at the top, and then you move out from there, out to your left and your right, to the end of your collarbone and where it drops in before it hits the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then come down 1 inch into the second rib. You'll feel a bone. You'll go up and then down.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's tender.
Yeah, that's tender. So rosemary is also good for that one, or sorrow, but it's in the rosemary family. Mm-hmm. So that's also good. And so,
and again, this is part of the cloud gate clearing.
Clearing. Mm-hmm. So between those two points, you've opened up a block, an energetic block between two channels. But leaving a block like that can lead to just a lot of feeling of frustration and isolation that you just can't get out of. And if we're in this daily life of multitasking and dealing with traffic and work and family and kids and all of that, these just open that up so that you can go take another deep breath and say, okay, I can see and connect with all it is and know that I'm not alone and everything is okay.
So your book that just came out recently, how is that? Is it made for the lay person? And sort of walk us through what that book looks like as a resource.
Sure. It is definitely made for the lay person. There are a couple other books that are out there with acupressure and essential oils, but they're much too technical in my feeling. And so what I did was I created it with 24 different ailments like headaches, stomach aches, back aches, depression, mental or emotional issues. So you could go through them and I explained what the issue is, let's say depression, what depression is from the Western medical model perspective, and then also what it is from the Chinese perspective, the Chinese medical perspective, how we look at that. And then I put in some oils and points. It's broken into oils and point categories. So for one aspect of, let's say, one of the reasons why people can go into depression is because of a feeling of powerlessness, for example. So approaching it from that perspective, there are certain oils that are good for increasing your self-esteem, opening you up to feeling connected and better about yourself. So I take like 3 or 4 oils and then 3 or 4 points. And each of those oils are okay with any one of those points because I know not everybody has every oil. So let's say you take the second oil and then the third, the third acupoint, and then you use those two on each other. So that's how it's laid out in each chapter for every ailment. And of course, in the beginning, I go through what Chinese medicine is, a little bit about acupressure, essential oils and safety and such as well. And then in the back, there is a great legend sort of what the oils and points mean, the how to locate the acupressure points is in the back. There's pictures along every chapter, but in the back, there's all the locations written out. And then what the meaning of the acupoint is, what is good for, the benefits of that on a physical level and also on an emotional level. And I do that with the oils too. There's, an index of all the oils that are in the book, what they are good for from the Western perspective, like, anti-inflammatory, et cetera, and also some of the energetics of it. So I covered both of those because I think it's all part of the whole thing and we are all complete beings and vibrational beings, not just symptoms.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Well, thank you so much. Your book sounds absolutely wonderful. I hope people can check it out. Acupressure with Essential Oils. So Marina, before you leave us today, we'd love to ask you our closing questions. And the first is just give us a little brief glimpse into what your daily health habits look like.
I am a morning habit person. I love doing some deep breathing in the morning. I'm really into the Wim Hof breathing. So I do that in the meetings, like 30 deep breaths and then make yourself all high and stuff. It's wonderful. But it keeps, it just really stimulates a lot of the immune system and gets everything flowing and moving. Plus I do yoga or Qigong as well as a meditation. The biggest thing is really, the goal really is in keeping my center and starting the morning where I've paid attention to myself, given gratitude for everything and set an intention of the day is like, I intend that I'm going to be being of best service that I possibly can today and just setting that intention and then going from there.
And finally, what's just one thing that you think we need to all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
You can catch your negative thought patterns, our gritchiness and our litter automatic, the ants automatic negative thoughts. If you can catch that, I think that's something that I work on all the time, trying to kind of be outside of myself, noticing myself and my thoughts and staying really, it doesn't have to be like, rainbows and stars, but looking at the negative thoughts and going, okay, what's driving that and say, okay, give myself a different perspective on what that's about. Then it's like, okay, then that may not be true. The way I'm thinking about it automatically is an old thought pattern process. I think about it differently and look at the situation for it as it is for the here and now. One of the things I like doing when I can actually be very conscious with it is using sacred frankincense. So I'm associating switching the perspective to a higher perspective with an oil, and that would be, and I continually do that so that when I'm in a place where I'm just automatic and I can't get myself out of my monkey mind, I do the sacred frankincense. And because I have an association with that time of being clear and having a good perspective, it's like it would trigger that back into place. So I would recommend that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Such a great practice.
Yeah. Actually, Young Living's blend of three wise men is lovely for that.
Oh, yeah. That one is wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Marina, your book is out. And other than that, how can people get in touch with you or learn more about your work?
My work is on oilsensations.com.
Thank you so much for sharing your time with us today, Marina. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Samantha.
Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're looking for the resources or show notes for today's episode, look wherever you're listening to this podcast, just below, or you can find them all on our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com. And don't forget, this is the last week if you want to be entered to win our amazing June giveaway. We're giving away an amazing Bluetooth speaker/diffuser, a jade crystal face roller, and a beautiful diffuser necklace. Just email us your original DIY recipe involving essential oils to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. And don't worry, if you missed the June 2019 giveaway, we do a giveaway every single month. They're just not always this big, but every month we give away usually a bottle of orange essential oil and our ebook, 25 Plus Oily Recipes for Detoxing Your Home. That is ongoing, so email us your recipes and you'll be in for as long as we do giveaways for. Again, that's DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. And hey, if you're going to the Young Living Convention this year, I want to see you. Go back and listen to our previous episode, episode 178, right at the end, the last couple minutes, and I break down where I'm going to be and how you can find me if you're going to be at this year's Young Living Convention. We'll catch you here next week, where we'll be talking to an ethnobotanist about the amazing world of plants and essential oils. Until then, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.